Welcome to The Fountain, where it's our desire to connect with God, to grow in Jesus, and to engage the world in His name. As you listen to this message, we pray that you allow God to speak to your heart, and that His words might motivate you to life change. Come to The Fountain, a place where you belong.
Hey, Fountain family. By now, we all know that nothing in this life is set in stone. Our jobs, our routines, our society can all change within a couple of days. In fact, I remember when all of this changed a few weeks ago, last month. I was up here at the church in the field playing Ultimate Frisbee on Saturday afternoon, and Pastor Mike came to me and said, "Hey, we've got to change our service due to the recommendations from our government." And that was crazy. We made that switch just like that. In a day, our whole paradigm shifted. But God is truly the only constant through everything. There's a statement in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that Pastor Mike just mentioned that says, "Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." Specifically, these aspects of Christ, faith, hope, and love, remain with us through every circumstance. We're all looking for consistency in an ever-changing world. My assurance is that we are all searching for something that only can be found in Christ. And today, we're focusing on faith. How do we maintain faith through our present circumstances? The first thing that we must do, number one, remember what God has done. And turn in your Bibles, in the Scriptures, if you have your Bible app, go to Revelation chapter 12, starting in verse 10. The Word of God says, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, 'The salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ have now come. Because the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been thrown down. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they did not love their lives to the point of death.'" The Apostle John was the one who had this revelation. He had this vision of those who had triumphed over the accuser of all humanity, Satan himself. The way that these people were able to overcome that accuser was through the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, through the power of Christ and through proclaiming what Christ had done. Our faith is maintained and grown by reminding ourselves of what God has done in history, in the lives of others, and through our own lives. I can admit, I'm a pretty forgetful person. Sometimes, I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you, I walk into a room and completely forget what I went into that room to get. I walk out of the room and then I remember. I've even had it happen at 25 years old where I go back into the same room after remembering and forget it again. And we're forgetful people. It's easy to forget about the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God. But when we continually remember His works, it causes us to maintain and grow our faith and trust in Him. And this isn't new to us today. In fact, God has been doing this from the foundation of His people. God had the Israelites set up these festivals and feasts at different points throughout the year to cause them to remember what God had done. By participating in feasts like the Passover, the Israelites would remember how God miraculously saved them from enslavement in Egypt. And during Pentecost, the people would remember how God gave them His law and covenant through Moses at Mount Sinai. During the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall, they would remember how God had faithfully sustained them through the bread that came down from heaven in their journey through the wilderness for 40 years. And as Christians, we celebrate Christmas to remember the entrance of our King into this world. And during the Easter, the Lenten season, the Easter season, we celebrate and remember Christ's passion. In fact, That's why the church gathers each Sunday. We didn't just pick that. We didn't just choose any day of the week to celebrate church, like to gather together as the church. We chose Sunday because we are celebrating the resurrection of Christ and humanity's ultimate rescue from sin and death, because that was the day that Jesus rose from the grave, triumphing over sin and death, finally. We need these constant reminders to fight forgetfulness and to maintain faith. We need others around us to share of how God has been faithful in their lives to help us continue to have faith. Just this past week, I got a text from Chris Saltz. He texted our worship team and shared about how God has miraculously provided a job opportunity for him through this pandemic. That encouraged my faith. And so right now, we're going to take a moment in the comments and share the word of our testimony with one another. So, in one or two sentences, how has God proved his faithfulness to you? Thank you so much for sharing. We maintain and grow our faith by remembering what God has done, by sharing that word of our testimony, by remembering the sacred scriptures. We grow our faith by remembering what God has done, but that alone won't cut it. I'm convinced that in order for our faith to be maintained and grown through any circumstance, it must be put to work. Turn in your Bibles to James chapter 2. James may be one of my favorite books of the Bible. It's just so dense with these principles that are so key to our faith today, and James lays it out perfectly in James chapter 2, starting in verse 20. Senseless person, are you willing to learn that faith without works is useless? Wasn't Abraham our father justified by works and offering Isaac his son on the altar? You see that faith was active together with his works, and by works his faith was made complete. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, wasn't Rahab the prostitute also justified by works in receiving the messengers and sending them out by a different route? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. Simply put, faith is demonstrated by action. And the Gospel of Mark, there's a moment where a father of this son who was troubled by a demon, the demon had shut his mouth and kept throwing this child into fits. And he knew, this man, the father, knew that Jesus had the power to help his son. And he believed that. So this man went out, the father went out and searched for Jesus and found him one day and came to Jesus and said, Jesus, if you can heal my son, would you do it? And Jesus responded to him and said, if you can, everything is possible for the one who believes. And immediately, the father of the boy cried out, I do believe, help my unbelief. That father, the man, he demonstrated his faith in Christ. He put his faith into action by coming to Christ with his petition. Had he stayed at home and said that, you know, yeah, I believe Jesus could heal my son, if he just stayed at home and kept that belief to himself, his son would not have been healed. But because the man demonstrated his faith by coming to Jesus, his faith grew because he was able to see Jesus doing something that only Jesus could do. The man couldn't help that he and his son were in that situation, but he could help. He had the power to choose what he would do in the situation. One of the most impactful phrases that I've ever heard in my life, I wish I knew where it came from. You know, it's one of those that a bunch of people say, And if you know who was the first person to say this, drop it in the comments, because I want to know. But the phrase is, you can't control what happens to you. You can only control how you respond.
Hey, line up. Line up. Everybody line up. We're about to race. Everybody line up. Shoulder to shoulder. Take off your backpacks. Basketball, line up. We're about to race. Hey, we are racing for a $100 bill. The winner of this race will take this. It's a $100 bill. Before I say go, I'm going to make a couple statements. If those statements apply to you, I want you to take two steps forward. If those statements don't apply to you, I want you to stay right where you're at. Take two steps forward if both of your parents are still married. Take two steps forward if you grew up with a father figure in the home. Take two steps forward if you had access to a private education. Take two steps forward if you had access to a free tutor growing up. Take two steps forward if you've never had to worry about your cell phone being shut off. Take two steps forward if you've never had to help mom or dad with the bills. Take two steps forward if it wasn't because of your athletic ability, you don't have to pay for college. Take two steps forward if you never wondered where your next meal was going to come from. I want you guys up here in the front just to turn around and look. Every statement I've made has nothing to do with anything any of you have done. Has nothing to do with decisions you've made. Everything I have said has nothing to do with what you've done. We all know these people up here have a better opportunity to win this $100. Does that mean these people back here can't race? No. We would be foolish to not realize we've been given more opportunity. We don't want to recognize that we've been given a head start. But the reality is we have. Now, there's no excuse. They still got to run their race. You still got to run your race. But whoever wins this $100, I think it'd be extremely foolish of you not to utilize that and learn more about somebody else's story. Because the reality is, if this was a fair race and everybody was back on that line, I guarantee you some of these black dudes would smoke all of you. And it's only because you have this big of a head start that you're possibly going to win this race called life. That is a picture of life, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing you've done has put you in the lead that you're in right now. When I say go, on your mark, get set, go! If you didn't learn anything from this activity, you're a fool.
All of us are dealt a different hand in life. And you have zero control over that. You don't control the kind of parents that you have. You don't control the decisions that they made. You can't control the decisions that others make that affect your life. You can't control where you were born, what country you were born into. You can't control the financial status of the family that you were born into. You have zero control over the cards that you were dealt in this life. But we must believe that God has allowed us to walk through whatever circumstances we are in to draw us and those around us closer to Him. I can admit to you today, I have a tendency to bemoan my circumstances when I see someone who has a better or easier time in life. Like, man, I mean, look at these celebrities who have millions of dollars in mansions who they can shelter in place in right now. Like, it's easy for me to feel that jealousy, to feel that envy. That's human nature. But faith in God reminds me to be content where I am so that I can focus on what God wants to do through me that he can't do through anyone else. Faith in Jesus truly redeems all things, especially suffering and adversity. Jesus transforms difficulty into opportunity. Every difficult thing we run into will either be used as an opportunity to draw near to God or as an excuse to drift away from him. Our friends in India who run the organization HEM, who our church has been able to partner with, they demonstrate their faith regularly. Auntie Grace and Uncle Johnson, they're our family over there. And they demonstrate great faith regularly, which in turn has increased their own faith and the faith of others, including myself and Bridget and many others. If you've met Auntie Grace, then you have had your faith impacted by her faithfulness to God and how they've demonstrated it. See, they have been told to pack everything up and leave the community that God called them to serve, but their faith in God caused them to stay and serve the people that they have been compelled to serve. The government halted their main source of funding at one point, but their faith that God was not done with them kept them moving forward. And since then, God has miraculously provided for every one of their needs. And recently, they've faced their own challenges with COVID-19. They don't have excellent Wi-Fi, and many of the people in their community are incredibly impoverished. But their faith has caused them to continue having church online, and they are now able to distribute much-needed supplies to the families in their community. When you participate in God's work, you get to see God work, and your faith grows. When you participate in God's work, others are able to see God work, and their faith grows. So the challenge for all of us today, myself included, remind yourself of God's faithfulness. Demonstrate your faith by continuing to do the things that you need to do even when you don't feel it. Get out of bed when you don't want to. Serve your spouse or your parents by doing the dishes or some other chore that you hate. Continue giving generously and tithing through financial uncertainty. Read your Bible even when you don't have the motivation. Choose to pray when you'd rather veg out. Through it all, adopt the prayer that the man prayed to Jesus, the father prayed to Jesus in Mark 9, I do believe. Help my unbelief. And if you do these things, this prayer will be answered. Pray with me. God, we are so grateful for your word that's been preserved for us through the centuries, and we thank you so much for the word of your testimony that's shared to us through these sacred scriptures and by those around us who have even shared today in the comments. Lord, I pray that you would continue to help us to grow in our faith through this pandemic, through the rest of our lives. When we make it through to the other side, I pray that at the end of this time, we will have taken advantage of this time and used it as an opportunity to grow closer to you rather than drift away from you. I pray for my friends who do not know you, who are maybe on the fence today, wondering if all of this is true or not. I pray that you would speak to them today. Draw them close to you. Give them the gift of faith. Help them to believe and help them to find the only consistency that this life has to offer, and that is you, a relationship with you. Lord, we love you. And we pray all of this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.